Portrait of Sarah Bernhardt by Jules Bastien Lepage. Jules Bastien Lepage's strange, short-lived career was, it seems, defined by two contradictory sources of inspiration: the rural life into which he was born as the son of a farmer in Dampierre, and the world of the French Academy and the École des Beaux-Arts, where he trained under Alexandre Cabanel from 1868 to 1875. Bastien Lepage's principal artistic achievement remains the successful synthesis of these opposing paradoxical worlds, sparking a naturalistic movement which was soon to spread throughout Europe. Any pupil of Cabanel might be expected to demonstrate competence as a portrait painter, but Bastien Lepage excelled at the genre, creating fresh, endlessly inventive works which consistently eschewed the formal conventions of the day. From intimate, almost invasive portraits of his immediate circle to official commissions such as the Prince of Wales dressed as one of Holbein's ambassadors, or Victor Hugo's mistress, Juliette Drouet, ageless and frail, her skin as dry and sallow as an eggshell. The Portrait of Sarah Bernhardt is a highly original work, both in the context of Bastien Lepage's œuvre and the iconography of other portraits of the actress. The striking profile, half-closed eyelids and olive skin tone create a somewhat disturbing image, suggestive of the morbid, spiritualist circles in which Bernhardt moved. The painting is one of a group of studies or detailed copies relating to a picture shown at the Salon of 1879, a highly ambitious work which demanded no less than 45 sittings. The finished work shows the actress seated in profile on a sofa, gazing at a small statuette by Bastien Lepage, an Orpheus in glazed plaster, which she holds in her hands. Sarah Bernhardt practiced sculpture herself. She examines this small figure, which is invisible in the present study, with a connoisseur's eye. This portrait of one of the most celebrated actresses of the day was widely commented upon in the press. Bernhardt herself expressed the highest praise for Bastien Lepage and his work under a pen name.